Blog Talk Radio.
And this is Strategies of Success. And I will tell you right off the bat, it is funny how it all works out. And it does. You have to stay true to you. Okay, I've said that once or twice before, maybe 10 or 15 or 20 times, about staying true to who you are. And you know what? If you do that, if you honestly do that, and you are honestly on the right path, or as guest is going to say, if you have your blueprint together and you're sticking with it, what happens is that conversations come up in a natural format where they assist you, or better yet, assist somebody else in the achievement of their goals. Now, take a look at it. If you are having that natural conversation with somebody that you run across because you both have the same interests, obviously helping that person helps you, and it helps everybody that is surrounded with you, and that truly becomes a beautiful thing. This conversation that you're about to eavesdrop on for the next 30 minutes is exactly that. I answered a question on LinkedIn that was posted by Sean Douglas, our guest, and the question was, if you were to try to accomplish something and you knew you were going to succeed, what would you do? So I answered it. I want to do adventure coaching, and we will be doing adventure coaching. So he responds back, wow, that's cool, what's holding you back? So Sean, let me tell you right now, what's holding me back is a little bit of time. You know, and I'm really glad that you posted that question. And you know, the question's been asked a couple of times, a couple of different ways, and I apologize. I actually paraphrased it a little bit in the intro. But, you know, it's a great question. What would you do? What would you do? And I'll go back on mine. What would you do? If you were absolutely guaranteed success, what would you do? And what's holding you back? What would you do?
If I had a 100% success rate, I would 100%. Invent something or do something or give of myself in such a way that it would benefit as many people as possible. I would have to find a problem so huge that whatever I came up with, whatever I designed, whatever I built, crafted, whatever, it would have to be something that would impact as many people as possible, like a water shortage of some kind, or like, I don't know, maybe I become like some massive speaker like Tony Robbins and I inspire millions of people to somehow achieve their dreams. You know what I'm saying?
Sounds great.
The only thing holding me back
right
now,
on the right path,
besides time, but money. I mean, really, time and money. It's really what's holding me back.
Yeah, so, you know, I got the same issues. You know, the time and money. Time is absolutely so precious. And the older I get, I'm in my mid-50s, the older I get, the more I realize that time is a factor. And I got a buddy of mine, Tom Fabry, who's climbing highest peaks, and he's part of that, hey, what would you do if you wouldn't succeed kind of thing. He definitely believes in becoming an ageless you. And I agree with that.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, that mindset, and if you could stay as healthy as you possibly can to keep moving forward, or deal with whatever those issues are to keep going, you know, that really is what is the key, is the way I see it, you know, the key to success and the key to achieving those dreams. And I must say, and you know, is being who you are and what you do, working in the Air Force, you are a part of that whole thing, achieving that one goal, which I know I would love to see. And I'll tell you, I actually taped a videotape about this, announcing world peace. I announced it, and not enough people heard it. You know, so I need help.
Yeah, right.
You know,
I would much rather have an issue with time and money. Yeah. You know, I would much rather have an issue with time and money than have an issue with my own self. You know what I mean? What's holding me back? Me. You know what I mean? I would much rather be willing and able and say, yeah, I don't have a lot of money right now, or, you know, I'm working on things, you know. At least you're moving forward. So.
Right. That's true. And, you know, it's a question I actually ask. I've been doing this show now for the past 5 years, weekly basis, all good. I find the people that are the most successful have been through some issue. Yeah, it's definitely been a fun ride. And I've learned so much about me, let alone everything else. But what I have found, though, from the wildly different kinds of guests is that most of them have been through something, seen something that has truly inspired them, and I mean for real, has really inspired them to go and achieve or build whatever business or take on whatever project. You know, so even you, you mentioned what would you do if you would, you know, succeed without a doubt. You know, you're talking about doing something that would really change the world. Let me tell you something. Being a member of the Air Force is a part of really changing the world. You know, and if you can, again, you could achieve world peace with everything. God bless you, man. You know, it's all good.
Yeah.
But so here's the question that comes from that whole thing. You know, you're talking about me getting in the way. Is that why is it that so many people need to have something traumatic happen to them before they actually find out who they are and what their real purpose is? So
Because out of tragedy births the passion. It's a fact. Whenever you go through something hard, adversity, personal tragedy, I mean, everybody's going to have a relative pass away or something, you know, you're going to have a dog die. I'm not talking about that tragedy. I'm talking like something in your life, a relationship ends, a house fire, an addiction, you know, something tragic, something you caused. Maybe you were texting and driving and got someone killed. Maybe you were, I mean, whatever. Whether it's your fault or you just experienced it because it happened to you, out of those tragedies births a passion. And a lot of people forget that. Everything, I believe in the world that everything happens for a reason, and it is used for our good if you so choose. A lot of people wallow in their self-pity. Well, why this happened to me? And this is my lot in life. This is my stupid life that I got. This is how it's always going to be. Why? Why change it? Do something. Change it.
Yeah.
Lay down your blueprint and follow your path. A lot of people don't know where to start. And then me, as a speaker and as a coach, that's where I come in and I coach them, and I try to pick out their passions and purpose. And but out of tragedy births passion and purpose. It always will.
Yeah, you're right. And I've seen that, you know, time and time again. And we see all those inspirational videos that are out there too. You know, where people are just accomplishing amazing things. Even what's going on right now down in Rio, we still have the Paralympics taking place. And and that really upset me, you know, because they were talking about the amount of TV time that they get. And it's minute, absolutely minute, compared to what is broadcast with the, quote-unquote, you know, regular Olympics. Yet the Paralympics sometimes can be more fascinating, more inspirational than anything else.
Yeah.
Those people got off that, quote-unquote, couch whenever they were dealt with whatever situation it was, and they're accomplishing amazing things.
Absolutely, absolutely. I got a 15-year-old kid that I know. His name's Christopher Duffley. He's autistic, and he's blind, and he's an inspirational speaker, and he does a podcast called Mission Possible, and he's a real inspiration to everybody. I mean, that's what he was given. He was blind and he's autistic, but he's a YouTube sensation, and he's part of the inner circle that I'm in, and the kid's just blowing. I mean, he's crushing life, you know what I mean, blowing away barriers. So there's no reason anybody can't do anything that they want to do in life.
That's phenomenal. That really is. Hey, I know our relationship only goes about 12 minutes so far over here, but can you make a referral for me? I would love to have him on as a guest.
Hey, absolutely. I'll let him know. Yeah. I'll send him a message, and you guys can swap podcasts. He'd love to have you as a guest, I'm sure.
Oh, it would be a phenomenal thing. Yeah, my son is getting involved with the autism world. He's studying psychology. He's at one of the local schools here, and he got hired by their Bridges program, which works with autistic children at this point. And, you know, about going through, you know, life, learning how to study, business, and all the rest of that. So it's really phenomenal. I'm really super proud that he's doing that. So, and it is good. We're also involved with another group, the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. And so that's a digestive disease. But, you know, if you take a look at what some of these people have accomplished with their own set of challenges, you know, it really is phenomenal. So when those stories come up, you know, like that program, Mission Possible, man, I love sharing that stuff because it shows the rest of us that, you know what, you could do anything.
Yeah, you do anything if you put your mind to it. I mean, Michael J. Fox said that in Back to the Future, right? If you put your mind to it, you can accomplish anything.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, you know, and bringing it back to the military, there was a guy, and I forget his name. I saw it again on Facebook earlier today. He lost both of his legs. So somebody asked him, so, you know, why are you not depressed? You know, you don't have your legs. He said, why are you depressed when you do have both your legs? Like, what are you doing?
What do you mean? What? Yeah.
It's like, He's going. It's like, okay, that's what it was. Yeah, I don't know the backstory on as to exactly what happened there, but you know, he's out there and he's doing what he can do, and that kind of thing. And
part,
you said somebody else.
Part one.
It's like if you have. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Oh
yeah.
No, go ahead.
Oh, so for most of us, the only thing that really truly is holding us back is ourselves, and that is an absolute waste of time.
That's a big part of it. Yep.
Yeah, without
that. You know, part one of my foundation for success is having an attitude of gratitude. That's the first part, is having an attitude of gratitude. I count blessings every single day, 3 times a day. I count blessings. So.
Yeah. And is that where things start? You know, for those of us that haven't been through some tragedy where we had to find ourselves, you know, is that attitude of gratitude one way of really getting to know who you truly are as a person and what you can do, what you can't do, but really what your purpose is? If we're going to go that route, and I have no, you know, and we should, you know, what your real purpose is.
Yeah, absolutely. That you have to start with the attitude of gratitude, because our tendency is to focus on the things that went wrong rather than focus on the things that went right. There's going to be things that go wrong and right in your life. It's just the way it is. But if you always focus on the negatives, you're never going to grow. Instead of going through an adversity and say, okay, I got out of that one, you know, what's next? And looking forward to the next adversity, just grow through it. Sometimes most of the tragedies in our life are self-inflicted. All the negative thinking in your life, all of the negative emotions is all self-created. It's a fact. Self-created negativity, self-defeating behaviors, and that's what my book is about, self-defeating behaviors, holds people back. You live in fear. You live in doubt. You live in remorse. All of it is self-created. Count blessings. You concentrate on the things that went right, and you build on that solid foundation. So every day, you know, I wake up, I do a blessing. I'm like, hey, I'm awake. I'm alive. I'm ready to, it's like incantations, right? Like, I'm blessed. I'm alive. I'm breathing. I have purpose. If I have air in my lungs, I have purpose in my life. I have a family. I have kids. They're breathing. They're healthy. You can go on and on and on, you know, and then throughout the day you find another blessing and then you find another blessing. So building your attitude of gratitude is the very first step to building a blueprint to success.
And that, of course, puts everything into perspective. You know, those couple of negatives
Absolutely.
That we each have throughout the entire day do not compare to all the things that are actually going well in our lives.
Yeah, like I said, our tendency is to focus on the negative things rather than be thankful for the things that are going right and being thankful for what we have in our life. If you really took a step back, I said, let me just take a snapshot of my life. You truly are blessed. Unless you're living under an overpass, in a dumpster, naked, you know what I'm saying? Like, very, very bare bones. If you got a house, a car, money, a job, kids, family, wife, you're blessed, man. And it's all about perspective.
I mean, you know, no matter what we're going through, anybody's really going through over here in the States, it's so much better than so many other people in so many different countries.
Oh,
absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you would know that better than I would, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Get a chance to see some of these things and hear the stories firsthand from a whole lot of people. But yeah,
more times
make
than
sure
I want
those
to
airplanes
remember.
Fly. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. So your path here is a phenomenal one. You're in the Air Force. You've won all kinds of awards. You're doing all kinds of great things. A drill instructor, I saw. You're right.
Yeah.
I say, is that stereotype of a drill instructor actually true? Were you guys getting everybody's face? Oh, I guess it is.
It's an art. Without going too much into, man, it's an art. Like, some things I don't care about. But if I don't yell about them, then they're just going to keep making the same mistakes. Because I tell people, like, you cannot not have pride in your uniform, which then translates into your job. Like, even not in a uniform, even, like, civilians that go to work every day, if you look like crap, like, it translates into your job. If you don't have pride in yourself, it is impossible for you to have pride in your job, in your career, in your personal life, in your family life, in your relationships. I mean, everything you do in yourself translates directly into what you put out as a product in this world.
Yeah. And we all do put on uniforms. Those uniforms look differently,
yeah.
but you know, to different situations, everything like that. But as soon as you get dressed in the morning, you are, and you look at yourself in the mirror, you best be happy with either the way you look today or the way you are looking, and that constant improvement,
right.
that little step each and every day, you know, and then that does translate, you know, quite a bit. And it's starting out on the right foot, just like what you were talking about before. You know, you're starting out with those positive comments. It's so important to take that and go through and build up until you get to deal with some of the other stuff, but and then brush it off, you know, like sitting in traffic. Is it really that big of a deal sitting in traffic? You know,
yep.
And the way I look at it, it's more time for me to listen to the books. I listen to the books on tape quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
So I just
yep.
get a little extra time instead of sitting in traffic, you know. But so
absolutely.
Let's take that side of it, you know, those negatives in life, you know, and the word failure. You know, I always get hit in the back of the head when I use this one. But, you know, the failure, oh, look, because there are a lot of things we do. We don't get the quote-unquote desired outcome from it. But isn't it every time that we do something that we gain a learning experience on some of the
absolutely.
Things that don't exactly turn out 100%?
Absolutely. Failure is an event. It's not you as a person. A lot of people are like, oh, I'm a failure. I failed at this. So what? So what? Some of the most famous people in the world have failed. Literally, Walt Disney didn't get a job anywhere, and he was told that he is not creative, and look what happened. Abraham Lincoln lost in 8 presidential elections and then was finally elected president. He lost 8 of them. Who else? The Beatles. They didn't get their first record contract. You know, it took them a couple times, you know, and they said, oh, we don't like rock music and whatever. And they're one of the greatest bands ever. I mean, nobody has woken up in the morning and says, I'm going to be a success at everything I do today. Everything I do, everything I touch, all success. It doesn't happen that way. You get wins and you lose. And you got wins and you got losses. And it's up and down all the time. Nobody has been somebody has failed along the way. There's no way that anybody, and if you haven't failed yet, you will. Trust me, you will.
or you're just not
trying hard enough. Yeah, you're not trying hard enough. Believe me, if you're having massive success, then you are either one in a million or you just aren't trying hard enough, and your wins are very small wins, which are good. But you have to fail at least one time, then you'll know. Then you'll know the feeling, because then you'll chase that feeling. Eric Thomas, who's a awesome, awesome speaker. He's from Detroit like me. Love Eric Thomas. He says, you will not be successful until you want to be successful as bad as you want to breathe. When you want to breathe as bad as you want to be successful, then and only then will you be successful. And it's so true. If you want it bad enough, you will not fail. You have 100% success rate if you try hard enough, if you put everything on the table, 100% of you in your product, you will not fail. Unless, of course, it takes like $1 million, you don't have $1 million. But literally, the effort that it takes to succeed, if you put forth the effort, 120% of it, dude, you got this, man. You can't fail. So,
they got it.
It's all about attitude.
And people want to see you succeed. Yeah, and people want to see that attitude. Yeah, and people want to help.
Yeah.
And that's the beautiful part of it. But they only want to help people that are really, truly going after it for the right reason and fully committed to it. And that's
right. You can't
really
just kind of want it.
No, it doesn't
work
that way.
You can't just kind of want it. Like, you have to want it. You can't just kind of want it, you know?
No, absolutely. You know, it's fun. I had seen an interview with Bill Gates, and with all the success he had, the regrets that he had is that he didn't take chances on other things. That was it.
Yeah,
he didn't
absolutely.
Care about the failures. That was just, you know, you try something, it doesn't work.
Part of life.
You move on.
Yep.
But it was some of the things that he didn't try to do was the regret. And he's got, you know, all the money in the world to do anything. But it's the personal stuff. Sometimes it really means the most, you know, pushing yourself where you are seeing what you as an individual, what you as a person can do, not what your money can do, but what you as an individual can accomplish. And that is a great,
absolutely.
That's a great thing. Yeah. So Sean,
you
are still serving. You are already setting yourself up for the next phase in your life. You've written your blueprint. Do you write a blueprint, or do you actually kind of – does it change? How often – that's a question that comes up frequently, too, you know, with these business plans. You know, how often do you change
My blueprint is set. My blueprint is set. Now, my business plan may change, but my blueprint, my success strategy is set in stone. I have three action steps that I take all the time, always, and that is my blueprint success. Now, my business plan of what I may accomplish and not accomplish, that changes, but how I go about it will never change.
So the blueprint sounds like it's more who you are.
Right. You have to tailor it to you.
Values.
Right.
And does that include some of the longer range goals in the blueprint, or is it more just the emotional side of it, how you're going to go about doing anything?
No, so your step one is to build your attitude of gratitude. That is the foundation. So I count blessings every day, and I'll hashtag on Facebook and LinkedIn and everything, you know, hashtag counting blessings, 1, 2, 3. So I challenge everybody listening. So for the next 60 days, every single day, count your blessings, whether you do it on social media or you just write them down or you just think about them in your head. But you have to track it because you don't want to fall off. You know, you'll do it for about 3 days, like, all right, well, I don't want to do this. And then pretty soon you'll be like, oh, wow, I totally haven't done this for like 20 days. But literally every day, do something to count blessings. Three blessings, and they have to be different blessings, every day for the next 60 days. And tell me if your life does not change. Every day I put hashtag counting blessings on Facebook. I woke up. Had a good day at work, and I'm eating dinner with my family. Boom, counting blessings. Next day, it's something different. I got paid. It could be small ones. It could be big ones. One of the blessings today was that, well, it's the same as yesterday as was today, but tomorrow I get to be on Brian's show. Today, I'm on Brian's show. Like, that's a blessing. Like, you know what I mean? So you're part of my blessings today. And then when you tell people about how you're gratitude and thankful and, like, all that stuff, like, it translates through you to them. And they get kind of a warm fuzzy, like, all right, well, I'm glad they're thankful for me, and wow, and you start feeling good about yourself, and then I'm going to be showing that to somebody else. And so if we were like that to other people, man, the world would be so much, so much better off. But that's step one, is counting blessings. Step two, you got to build a plan. Step two, build a plan. Your plan consists of a 1, 3, and 5 year plan. That's what it should be. 1, 3, and 5 year plan. Each of those plans are broken down into sub goals. So first year plan, I want this within a year. This is what I want. But your sub goals is, what do I do now? What do I do soon? And what do I do later? Prioritize. What am I doing now? Today, every single day, what am I doing? I wake up and I do X. This is what I'm doing. And then tomorrow when I wake up, I'm going to do this. And then the next day when I wake up, I'm going to do this. So you set yourself on a plan weekly, and then at the end of the week on a Saturday, you do your check-in. What's my check-in? What did I do this week? I had 10 goals. Did I meet all those goals? No? Okay, well, let me fix that, and let's accomplish the rest of the goals that I didn't get to accomplish today on Saturday. That way, Sunday you rest, and Monday you're right back at it. What am I doing today? What am I doing today? What am I doing today? So you have your what can I do now, which is your daily goals. What am I doing soon, which is your weekly goals, and what am I doing later, which are your monthly goals. And once you accomplish all of those goals, they translate into your one-year plan. After your one-year plan, now I'm building on a three-year plan. What am I doing now? What am I doing soon? And what am I doing later? A lot of times they say, well, I want to accomplish a goal. How do I do that? By doing this. Oh, that didn't work. No, I'm going to give up now. There's no sub-goals in there. There's no route. There's no roadmap. There's no course. You didn't do anything. A GPS will get you to where you got to go. A GPS will never fail. If you let it get to where you need to be, it will get you there. I don't care if you make tons of lefts for the next hour. Once you get tired of making enough lefts, you'll get to where you got to go. So you need to be like that GPS. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I think that is so – that's a great one. Your lefts will get a little bit bigger. You'll eventually get there. You'll get there. Hey, lady, you know, and the reality is sometimes we do have to go in circles to go figure out what makes sense and what doesn't make sense. Those Saturday visits going back to the goals. It's like, man, what was I thinking? You know, this was like so off base. Or maybe that really is where you get to see where you're wasting time too. You know, what you thought was an important goal on Tuesday, you did it, and then Saturday you take a look back, you're like, Where did that even come from? So it is a constant adjustment as you go through those goals. So important to do that. Otherwise, we just go and sometimes just go in the wrong place. We just go in circles without those circles getting any bigger. That's a phenomenal analogy.
And the third part about your and this is the final piece right here. This is huge. I can't even stress to you how important this is. The third step for the blueprint of success, and this is key. I stress that you have to do this. Okay, you have to build a board of directors. Have to. Every major CEO has a board that surrounds him. Every major company has a board meeting. And what do they do at those board meetings? They talk about growth. What else do they do at those board meetings? Talk about what they're going to do next year. Talk about quarter sales. This is the meeting where they talk about anything and everything for the quarter past and the quarter coming up. They always set goals inside of this meeting. So if you are the CEO of your life, why do you not have a board of directors for your life? This is where everybody fails. They get to the, okay, I got my goals. I got this. Now what? Now what do I do? I got to apply it. But how? I'm stuck. You know what I mean? Where's your board of directors at? Who is on your board of directors and why? The why is the most important. I have other speakers on my board of directors because I want to be a well-known. I don't want to be famous. I don't care about famous. I don't care about the money. I don't care about that. I want to be awesome. I want to be great at what I do. I want to put the passion out in people. I want to pour out to people like Tony Robbins and Eric Thomas and Les Brown and Simon Sinek and Gary Vaynerchuk and like all these famous guys. Like, I don't want to be famous. I just want to be well-known. Like, this guy's inspiring. At the end of my life, I want people to come up to me and says, because of you, I did not give up. That's my goal at the end of my life. I want people to tell me that they did not give up because of me. So you have to build your board of directors. It's a person, place, or thing that guides you when the road gets tough. I have speaker friends that I call and say, dude, I'm stuck, man. I don't know what to do. Like, I've got this problem, and I've got this. I don't know what to do. And so I've got my board of directors. I have my spiritual board of directors. I have my relationship board of directors, financial board of directors, career board of directors, fun board of directors. You got to have a fun board of directors, right? I mean.
Of course. You got to be. There's a balance in life.
Right. You have five areas of your board of directors. Your five areas are finances, health, relationship, spiritual, and career. So your health is kind of like your fun stuff, you know, but your finances, your wealth, you know, they're kind of two different things. I break them down into two different things because my finances, like, I have to keep my finances straight, but my wealth comes from wealth of knowledge, who's pouring into me. Wealth is everything. Wealth of knowledge, wealth of money, wealth of spirit, wealth of relationship, that's kind of like your catch-all, your fun, that's your everything, you know, the missing pieces that maybe you are not sure you need. So once you build out your five areas of your board of directors, man, I'm telling you, you are on the fast track. You will succeed. And if you have not built your board of directors, you have to stop what you're doing and you have to do it today. Person, place, or thing that elevates you to the next level.
Right. That's it. They become your motivational team. They become your cheerleaders. And they also become your accountability partners too, which is nice.
Absolutely.
And if you are and you pick the right team, you're adding to their team just as much as they're adding to your team. And that really is what makes the whole thing good.
Yep.
Sean, we only have a couple of minutes left. And I wanted to hit on this because I think it's so important. You know, as a member of the Air Force, you know, you see and you understand the talents of all of our servicemen and women and the talents that they bring back to the business community. I would love to highlight that. I know there are a number of businesses that look to hire people that have been, in the military because they bring different talents, and that's a great thing. And if everybody brings that attitude that you have, and that's the greatest thing in the world for a business. So you're involved in that in some aspects. Could you just please?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a couple of events here in North Carolina. They're called Boots to Business, where they invite in the year of your retirement. If you got 6 months left, 8 months left, you know, what have you. They invite the servicemen and women who are in their year of retirement out to the Boots to Business event. So they're looking to hire veterans because they know, and a lot of people don't know, that veterans, once they retire after active duty service, that they only have a 5-year their own life, or something else happens and their life is taken. 5-year life expectancy. After a 20-year military career, if you join at 18, you're 38 years old. Within the next 5 years, you know, you either take your own life or your life is taken unexpectedly. 22 suicides a day for military members. 22. I'm a suicide survivor myself. I almost took my own life in December 2008. It got too much to me. I couldn't handle it. But I had my board. I didn't know it at the time, but I had my board surrounding me and pushing me and elevating me to get better. Not a lot of self-defeating behaviors, a lot of addictions and negativity. And so that was my tragedy that I bounced back from. 22 suicides a day in the military. 5-year life expectancy for veterans. We've got to reach out and touch our veterans. So that's the service that I provide outside of the military, is I work with these businesses to get these veterans hired, to get these veterans out there, pushing them, elevating them, and I'm putting those blueprints to success in their hands while they're in the military so they can use them out in the real world or the civilian world or the corporate world or wherever they want to go.
That's a beautiful mission, and I'm really glad that you did find that path to be on. They bring so much to the table. You bring so much to the table. Let's personalize this. You bring so much to the table, and
well,
obviously
you
have taken your own situations along the way, your own little learning moments, and have turned them around to really do some good that will make a difference in a lot of people's lives. I am just absolutely amazed at that 5-year number. I never knew that. I know about the 22 a day, and that's terrible. Glad some folks are still doing that push-up thing, you know, to bring awareness to it. But
oh, yeah.
I had no idea about 5 years.
Yep.
No idea. 5 years.
Yeah. So you know what, though? We got to elevate people, because a rising tide lifts all ships. It doesn't lift the ones that they feel like lifting. It lifts all ships. So that's the message that I put to everybody. When you elevate everybody and they keep doing it and they keep paying it forward, man, it's beautiful, man. It's awesome. You are the average of the 5 people that you hang around. So you need to check your board. You need to check your circle, because you are the average of the 5 people that you hang around the most. So.
No, Sean, I'm glad that you have entered into my circle, even if it was for 30 minutes. But I do hope that this relationship keeps going.
We're in each other's circle from now on, man.
you are my blessing for the day, too. I tell you, every time I do one of these programs, it's always a highlight of my day. Always, always, always.
It's awesome.
So, and thanks for that. You know, we always share the 3 actionable ideas that anybody, any small business owner could use. So let's kind of expand that to anybody could do. 1. There's positive affirmations, man, when you wake up in the morning.
Yep.
You know, find out what's good for you, and that's good. And how about we go with the next one? We find something that's positive in somebody else. And if it could be in one of our military men or women, that's even better. You know, even better to do. Get off the couch. Keep going, right? Don't let, quote-unquote, me get in the way. And if anybody says that,
sometimes
Brian
you gotta
gets
get
in
out of
way,
your own way.
That's the problem.
You gotta get out of your own way in order to make a way. I mean, literally, you gotta get out of your own way to make a way.
It's all right. Sean, how do people get a chance to connect with you? You got a website? Well, certainly we could find you through LinkedIn and or Facebook, and I'll share it up this way. But what is your website?
Yeah, my website is it's kind of under construction right now. But it's sdsmotivates.wix.com/SeanDouglasSpeaks. I'm rebranding it at the moment. So, but you can find me on there. I got all my videos, got my content, got my blogs, got all the stuff over there. I'm getting ready to switch web carriers or whatever, hosting domains and all that stuff. So I'm ready to switch all that. But that's up and running right now. I got the Facebook, facebook.com/SeanDouglasSpeaks, and then the LinkedIn account.
Not good. So you could always Google. I'm sure you can Google Sean Douglas Speaks, and it'll come up. If not, you could always go back to the website for this radio program.
Absolutely.
Or my own site, which is briansos.com. I'll have the link on there to this thing. Sean, you and I will speak on a going forward basis. I'm very honored that you have joined us today. I really thank you quite a bit, you know, for serving along with the other men and women in our military and providing the safety that we do have here and making this really one of the better countries, if not the best country in the world, regardless of politics. That's all another disaster. But we'll let that one go by the wayside, whichever way you're thinking about going, I don't know. But I mean, you're adding a lot to society, and thank you for doing that. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
All right, folks, find stuff that's good in yourself, other people, and keep going. Keep moving forward. Don't get in your own way. And my name is Brian Cohen. You've been listening to Sean Douglas, motivational speaker, member of the US Air Force, and a force to be reckoned with, man, because he might help me achieve my goal, and that is achieving world peace. And it takes one step at a time. And if we can get most of this world moving in that direction, well, that quote-unquote large board of directors may just make an impact that'll benefit everybody. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next time on Strategies of Success.